The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is extremely important. The mainstream media is not going to report this, folks. You are not going to hear this on the mainstream media because it makes settled science look bad. And the liberal left and settled science are, well, they're in bed together. I've been saying this for years. There is no scientific evidence that transgenderism exists. And by the way, the whole thing of born this way with homosexuality, there's no science for that at all either. The biggest research studies trying desperately to find a gay gene came to the conclusion it is much more nurture than nature. That was the argument. Is it nurture or nature? And settled science and the liberal left said it's nature. You are born homosexual. You can't help it. It's just the way you are. You can't change. Yeah, no, there's no scientific evidence for that either. Do you ever hear that? No. No, it's kind of a secret. And the same thing with transgenderism. There's no such thing as a mistake where a girl is born in a boy's body. Doesn't exist. Anyway, all right. Great Britain is being forced because of a court case brought by a very brave young woman, Kira Bell, dared to take on the national health system in Great Britain, and she dared to actually bring facts to the lawsuit. And she won. Quote, Bell argued that she was not capable of understanding the long-term risk to her health. And she was making brash choices at the time, and the combination of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones likely sterilized her. She also underwent a double mastectomy, which she now regrets. Christopher Gilberg, a child psychologist who testified during the judicial proceedings, liken prescribing hormonal agents to halt normal puberty in minors to a live experiment on vulnerable youth. She says the doctors who are doing this are experimenting on children. She said, quote, in my years as a physician, I cannot remember an issue of greater significance for the practice of medicine. Are you listening to this? We have left established evidence-based clinical practice and are using powerful life-altering medication for a vulnerable group of adolescents and children based upon a belief. Okay. How many times have you and I said the liberal left does not deal with facts and truth, but feelings and hysteria and belief? Here is a well-respected physician in Great Britain testifying under oath in a trial. All of this that we have been doing has not been based on science, but on belief. Quote, it was also presented that children on the autism spectrum are being led to believe on the internet that they are transgender and that youth who later regret transitioning wind up locked in a body that has been harmed. So in court, they're admitting that a lot of the kids who have been given puberty blockers and even cross-sex hormones and genital reassignment were convinced that they were transgender on the internet. Quote, this is from Stephen Levine, a clinical psychiatrist. There was no other field of medicine where such radical interventions are offered to children with such poor evidence base. In his submission to the court, Levine also highlighted several cardiovascular complications that come with the experimental hormones, such as substantial risks of heart attacks in females and deep vein blood clots in males. Baroness Nicholson, a member of the House of Lords, voiced her disgust that young people were being treated in such a fashion. Quote, puberty blockers are a harrowing physical destructive experiment on immature boys and girls. It closes normal development in favor of a painful life and a curtailed, barren future. The NHS should never have allowed such unresearched use of public money on irremediable surgery on healthy bodies. Sophie Scott, a University of College London professor, noted the harmful impact the drugs have on the brain. Quote, I am concerned that the current treatment regime practiced by Tavistock, that's the center, is exposing young people to significant risk of harm. The ruling against Tavistock Clinic came after years of growing scrutiny as whistleblowers drew attention to internal practices within the Gender Identity Development Service. So guess what? Great Britain is being forced to wake up and realize that this whole transgenderism thing for children and adolescents is nothing more than scientifically unmerited experimentation. The tragic thing here in America, what has now been proven to be unscientific, unsubstantiated experimentation that is destroying children, Great Britain has now been forced to face that. In America, we are doing what they are stopping in Great Britain. In America, it is still settled science. Schools across America are encouraging children to try to change their gender, to identify as a gender that they were not born with. We literally have the medical profession and the professional educators in America complicit in destroying children's lives. And that is a fact. We can only pray that before too many more children are destroyed, that American doctors, American psychologists, and American educators, and even American parents will finally accept science and not feelings and emotions. Like I said, folks, we Bible believers are not the science deniers.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
It's getting so hard to know what is true and what is not true. Let me give you just another illustration. This story is everywhere. It has been reported on the mainstream media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times. It has been reported on the right. It's been reported on Drudge. It's been reported on Breitbart. It's been reported on conservative headline news. It's been everywhere. But I don't think it's true. Here it is, headline. Talk radio owner threatens to fire host who dispute election results. Here's the story. A media company that employs right-wing talk radio hosts, including Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, and Don Bongino, circulated a memo after the pro-Trump riots on Capitol Hill telling hosts to dial down allegations of election fraud or else face termination. Cumulus Media sent the internal memo to employees on Wednesday. This was last week. According to Inside Music Media, the Atlanta-based company owns 416 radio stations throughout the country, many using a talk radio format with local and national right-wing personalities. Well, people are really up in arms over that, and they should be. Let me say something about our parent company, Salem Media. I have never been told what I could and could not talk about. I have never received a memo from our corporate headquarters in California and out of the talk show hosts across the country. Now, we don't own 400 stations. We own over 100. And we have a lot of talk show hosts all over America. Never, ever, ever have I received a memo from our corporate headquarters, the president of our company, saying, you better not talk about this. You better talk about this. Never. Never. In my 30 years of doing a program here on WRFD, I had a conflict one time with management over, and I'm not even going to go into that. One time. I have taken all kinds of controversial positions on this program. All kinds of them. So this is serious. And by the way, if I got that note from corporate media at Salem, our parent company, that I was forbidden to talk about this or that, that would be my last day on the air. And I've made that clear. That you're not going to censor me. So I was concerned about this. A whole lot of people are concerned about this. And 416 radio stations, Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, and several other well-known nationally syndicated talk show hosts. And like I said, the story has been reported everywhere. The problem is Ben Shapiro and some others have said, I didn't get the memo. Never heard about it. Company hasn't told me what I can and can't talk about. No one with a national presence has validated this story. So I think it is very, and listen, if you know anything about Mark Levin, if you know anything about Ben Shapiro, if you know anything about Dan Bongino, those three are not going to be silenced. They would be sending out Twitters. They would be sending out news releases. So until I see otherwise, and it very well could be true, I don't think it's true. It might be. And tomorrow I may have to come back and say, yeah, it was true. And well, anyway, So, again, my admonition. You have to be so careful. You have to be so cautious. You don't know who to believe anymore. And by the way, that's why I say to you continually, don't believe it because I say it. That's why we post the source of almost every story I talk about, almost every single, 99.8% of all the stories I talk about on the air, we post the source on Facebook and Twitter and on my homepage at thewordcolumbus.com. And I constantly encourage you, check out the source for yourself, look at it for yourself, be an LTD, listen, think, discern, don't believe it just because I say it. And I try to abide by that myself as well. And then there's this. This is so disturbing, and I hate to end with it, but it's something we need to be aware of. Headline, Jewish cemetery near Auschwitz vandalized with Nazi symbols. The cry after World War II, when we discovered what the Nazis really did to the Jews and to others as well, the cry was, we will never forget. Well, there is a rising amount of anti-Semitism all across Europe, in Germany, in Poland, and by the way, here in the United States as well. A Jewish cemetery very close to the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland has been defaced with swastikas and other Nazi symbols. It's unthinkable, isn't it? But it's happening. By the way, Poland has some really strict laws. The perpetrators could face up to 10 years in prison. Probably appropriate. Hey, folks, thanks so very much for joining me today. Have a wonderful evening, but remember whose you are.
Listen, think, discern.